This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
So if you're ever in a situation where you suspect that your spouse may be trying to poison you, it is time to leave that relationship. I get it. It's difficult and you want to stay there for the kids, but if they're capable of doing that to you, they're capable of doing that to the children as well. But again, I get it. I've been in a situation at one point in my life where I was sticking around strictly for the kids, and I'm glad I did, but it got scary, and it's a weird place to be in. And hindsight is 20/20 when you're in one of those types of situations. But this is interesting. The Corey Richens case is what we're specifically talking about here, and we know her now as the alleged Moscow Mule killer. This is the woman who gave her husband, or allegedly gave her husband, a Moscow Mule laced with fentanyl, and then went for a nap in the other room and came back and he was cold to the touch.
Have you ever had a Moscow Mule?
Yeah, I have.
I'm not sure I have. I'm looking it up right now just to see what's in it.
Lime, mint, rum.
So wouldn't you taste fentanyl?
I have no idea what fentanyl tastes like. I don't know if it has a flavor.
I would think it would be a bitter type of a taste. So if this is mint and lime and ginger beer, vodka, I'm not sure that it would taste good.
I don't think it takes much fentanyl to do a lot of damage.
Oh, good point.
It's like a very microscopic amount that can do crazy things to someone. The thing is, this wasn't the first time she tried to poison him. If you go back, Valentine's Day, 2022, she's alleged to have slipped poison into his sandwich in her husband's truck. After eating the sandwich, her husband, Eric Richens, who is now deceased, broke out in hives, was unable to breathe, and required an EpiPen to recover. He later voiced suspicions to a friend that his wife was trying to poison him.
Does it say what kind of sandwich? I'm curious, are we talking like a tuna sandwich with some mayo that went bad? Or are we talking there was a chemical in there that made him, like, drop to the ground?
I think there was a chemical in the bologna. like she put it in. I don't know what it was. It doesn't specify the sandwich or its toppings or sauces. But
I need some details here.
It is in fact a sandwich that that he consumed. There's so many things that point to this being very nefarious, and there's a couple new interesting tidbits of information that have come out on this, and we'll get to it in a second, including her trying to assault or basically straight up assaulting Eric's sister after his death. Yeah, do you know about that one? Yeah.
That's new information now, isn't it?
In the years leading up to Eric's death, Corey had taken out multiple life insurance policies on him, totaling close to $2 million. Most recent policy was taken out just 2 months before his death. Additionally, just 48 hours after Eric's death, she attempted to drill into his safe, which contained between $125,000 and $165,000 in cash.
And she damn.
Just, yeah. Drill into the safe within 48 hours of the death. Now, it's one thing if, you know, your spouse dies and eventually maybe you don't have the safe code or whatever. You'd probably find a way to get into that. You'd want to. You'd need to. But within the body's like not even in the ground. And you're trying to break into the safe? When she discovered that her husband had changed his will and placed his older sister in charge of his estate, Corey became rather enraged at that one. Assaulting Eric's sister, unbeknownst to her, Eric had created a living trust that removed her from any control over his estate.
So he knew. Obviously, he was telling his friends, if anything happens mm-hmm. to me, it's her. But he went to great lengths to protect his family after something might happen to him.
It's even in his will. His will even has a clause in there about if something happens to me that she should be looked at.
Wow.
I can't imagine this was a very happy household towards the end. I mean, number one, if we're just talking about having a safe here, my spouse knows what the safe combinations are. And if she doesn't off the top of her head, she knows where to get them.
Right.
It's not, I think it'd be kind of awkward to have something like that where your spouse would not at the least know how to access it in the case of an emergency. Maybe like you just use it on a regular basis and they don't, but to not know that is, I find that to be a little strange.
Well, and if what if something happened to him where he was incapacitated in the hospital?
Yeah.
You know, they needed to access things for money purposes, to pay some bills, things like that. I mean, this is just basic husband-wife communication, I would think.
Well, very much so. And what we're learning more and more about is this tremendous amount of debt that she was raking up prior to her death. And a husband that didn't seem all that happy about it. Going into some of his business accounts and such and taking loans out of them or just withdrawing money or not paying taxes when it was said, oh, yeah, I'm going to withdraw this. I'm going to take care of this for you. And that didn't happen, taking the money and using it on her own projects and things of that nature. It's a messed up one. Despite her public display of grief, the Richens family spokesperson revealed that the couple had been discussing divorce in the months leading up to Eric's death, largely due to the financial disputes. Eric discovered that Corey had spent a substantial amount of money from their home equity line, his bank accounts, and credit cards, as well as misappropriated funds intended for tax payments. This is a guy who I think was living in fear. If he was allowing these things to happen, allowing her to just willy-nilly spend these egregious amounts of money in stupid places, mm-hmm. and he was not able to say anything. That's not a guy he's needs to grow a set up. No, it's someone who's probably fearing for their life and for the safety of their children and not upsetting the monster that's known as his wife.
Tell me something, Ken, and I'm not asking for my own personal reasons here. But Ken, if you've got a husband and wife on on the home, on the mortgage, can one of them go in without the other's signature and actually get a home equity line of credit without the other one even knowing about it?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. And that's what happened in this case. That surprises me. It seems like a failure somewhere. If you've got two people on a document, two people have to sign if something changes.
Well, yes, but you're talking about that. It probably, I mean, honestly, it depends on your bank on how they handle some of those things. Some places are very much like, well, you know, yeah, sure, we know you and this or that. I mean, if you have a joint account, one of the parties can go and empty it.
No, that's true.
And you don't need both people to go and do anything. I think there may be some questions as to why a bank would give out just a crazy large sum of money with no questions asked on a joint account. There could be some culpability there, but they will do it when things go completely haywire and crazy. It happens, and it's not fun to learn about that. You're like, oh, you did what? The couple's marital strife had caused Eric to consult both a divorce lawyer and an estate planning lawyer. He created that living trust without Corey's knowledge, which removed her control over his estate and limited her access to any funds in the event of his death. Eric's will also included specific instructions in case of his, quote, disappearance or abduction.
Jesus.
I have a will. I don't think I have a disappearance or abduction clause in it.
No shit. And can you imagine the attorney writing that, you know, looking up from their paper going, I'm sorry, you want a what?
And it urged family members to investigate his wife if something happened to him. He expressed fear that she might harm him for financial gain.
Wow.
Despite it, he stayed in the marriage for the sake of his three sons. According to the family spokesperson, he was devoted to his kids and heavily involved in their lives. Corey allegedly had an ongoing relationship with someone else during their marriage, a fact that was rumored but never really confirmed or discussed openly with Eric. On the day before Eric's death, Corey claimed they were celebrating because she had closed on a home for her business. However, family members reported that Eric did not agree with the purchase and intended to tell Corey that he did not plan to move forward with it. Corey closed the deal the day after Eric's death and listed the property for sale 2 weeks later. That would be a weird one when you're going for the closing on that. It's like, oh, how's it going? How's your day? Oh, my husband died last night after having a Moscow mule. But other than that, let's close on this bitch. You know?
Yeah, well, let's get this shit done right now.
Yeah. So many weird, suspicious things in this. What's the worst part is these kids, they already lost their dad that they loved. And now they had a mom who for the last year has been reading to them this book that she wrote about, oh, he's still here with us. It's all okay. He's just in the clouds, but daddy's still here. Oh, and now, by the way, guess what you get to find out? Mom killed dad. So your only source of like comfort and, you know, getting through and handling the grief, that's the person that's helped you through it. Well, they're the ones who caused it too. So these kids are in for a world of hurt the rest of their lives and confusion. The damage that was done to these kids is unfathomable.
I just don't know how they'll ever recover. They trusted their mom. They lost their dad. And this book, their lives were centered around this book for so long. They're going to have just a mistrust of, you know, so-called experts because the experts in their lives couldn't be trusted.
Authority, I think, is the word. They're people who have authority that are there. It's going to be tremendously difficult, and they'll develop various coping mechanisms to try and figure it out. But oh my goodness. So that's the latest on Corey Richards. We'll, of course, keep you up to date right here as it continues to develop.
Murder in the morning.
You want to weigh in on this case or any of them? 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537 is the phone number. Stay with us.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.